Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right. Right here on the Real Side. You can find it anywhere else. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7... Come on, what are you doing? 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really, seriously. There's so much going on out there. And it's hard to keep up on. I know some of you come on board here and try to... I do the best I can, man. I'll tell you what, the way, it's like a fire hose lately. And people beating up on the same things. I don't know how you guys feel about this. People beating up on the same stories over and over and over again. I find it kind of irritating at times. I don't want to put down my fellow broadcasters or whatever, because it's not the goal here. But, you know, to say, look, how many times do you want to hear about Biden's gaffes in one day from one speech? I mean, that makes me crazy. I got it. He's losing. Well, he's not losing it. He's lost it. Nobody's got the guts to say it, but he's lost it. And that needs to be brought up on a regular basis on every channel. Even though I just got finished saying that you're tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. But that's one of those things you have to drive home. People aren't getting it. They're not even looking for it because they're not hearing about it. I mean, how many of the other stations are talking about this stuff? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air here. Texting, tweeting, being involved in the conversation, involved in the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Alfonso Rachel is going to join me after the break. Always have a good time with him as well. Today, should there be, now you heard Juneteenth is in now. Look, I don't begrudge... If it is truly an honorable day, I won't begrudge anybody their day, if you would. First of all, it's pretty sad you want to relegate the black community to a day or to a month. Isn't it funny? And the Dems chose the shortest month possible for the black community. Isn't that cool? They love you, man. Really. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Anyway, but you know, truly, Sheila Jackson Lee. You know, a real... Okay. Sheila Jackson Lee's the one that put this forward. She's been working on this hard, according to her, and for a long time. Because it was about time they got their recognition. Right? And I think she's right. I'm going to ask Zoe about this when he comes on. But I think she's right. I think they should get their recognition. And when I say they, though, I'm talking about the Democrats. No, I think they should get their recognition. I think that we should have a genuine... You guys who've been listening to the show for a long time, you know where I'm going with this. I think we should have a Juneteenth celebration. They're all about transparency. They're all about putting it out there. And let's call out why it took so long to free the slaves. Let's put it right in their faces and let them know. We know why it took so long, and you are the reason it took so long. I saw one picture. People were so excited about this. They're going to have parades and this and that. Great. Wonderful. I hope they do. I'm not being funny. I'm serious. I hope they do. And then that way there, we can have the kind of parade that I want to have. They want to be transparent. Put it all out there. The KKK, the Margaret Sanger Award, the whole nine yards. Let them have it all. Was that old saying? Let them have their cake and let them eat it too. Really. Anyhow, I saw a couple of interesting notes before we go to the break. Wasn't it interesting that Biden says that he stressed the importance of a free press to Putin? Remember that? That was a big deal for him. And he said, you know, hey, you've got to allow the press to operate so you can have a fair society. But he put that out there shortly before. He said that he had a list of questions by pre-approved reporters. I mean, the guy goes, again, talking about a free press. That's not a free press. When you've pre-chosen who you're going to call on, friendlies, as they used to call them, with questions I'm sure the journalist already knows about. And then handpicked, this is too good. A comedian couldn't ask for this kind of material. These handpicked people for him, where everything has already been worked out, he is mad or irritated because they're not asking positive questions. You never ask positive questions, he said. I guess you can ask anybody, you just can't ask Joe. You can ask everybody else but him. I think it's hilarious myself. If you think an 18-year-old is too young to own a rifle, right? Because we're still fighting the 2A battle out here in California. There's still a lot of issues that we need to deal with out here. And they're trying to get the cities to deal with it on their own. They are pushing this underlying tone, underlying current, to get cities to pass ordinances against certain kind of, ways of carrying guns, transporting guns, having guns, that kind of stuff. So you think an 18-year-old is too young to own a rifle. I mean, think about it. Some of you think about that. I had a rifle when I was a kid. I lived in Boston, for God's sakes. But a 16-year-old's mature enough to vote? That's what they want. 14-year-old's old enough to get an abortion without parental consent? And a 3-year-old is mature enough to decide their gender. Who's the problem? We'll ask nobody comes on after the break. Joe Messina, your host, Don't Go Far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The only way you become part of the solution is you got to get informed. And then once you get informed, engage. Please do not engage and then have to go back and apologize afterward. It's not a fun feeling. Let me tell you, I've done it a million times. Not good. Anyhow, you know who's next. He's here every week with me. We always have a good time. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and the co-host of a new Sunday show called Soul Food Radio. How you doing?
Soul Food Radio!
You give yourself a headache, you keep doing it.
Nah, man, it helps. It helps, you know. Not that I don't really get headaches. People say that, yeah, you know, actually, if I don't drink any coffee...
Really? You've never dealt with a Democrat? You never get headaches? What's that? I'm sorry.
Nah, man, I don't deal with it, man. I don't cast my pearls before pigs, man. I don't let them make me crazy.
Well, before we get to the meat, the Somebody sent me this thing. I thought it was great. It said, if you think an 18-year-old is too young to own a rifle. Now, in California, it's like they're doing everything they can to keep a young kid from buying a rifle, which I think is crazy because, you know, dad could go out shooting with him, something they could do together, and he could learn some safety and that kind of stuff. But a 16-year-old, Nancy Pelosi wants 16-year-olds to give them the right to vote. So at 16, you could vote, but no, you're too dumb to own a rifle or too immature or something. A 14-year-old's old enough to get an abortion without parental consent. That makes sense. Okay. See, I'm trying to have this, like, make sense. I hit my head against the wall 5 or 6 times. Still not helping. And then a 3-year-old is mature enough. No, actually, technically it was a 4-year-old. Is mature enough to decide whether they're a girl or a boy. If these are things you actually believe in, the problem really is you. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what if... Uh-oh. That teenager was going to use that gun for a partial birth abortion procedure. That'd be okay.
You know what?
The gun is fine. If you're going to abort the kid, then you can use the gun. Would that be okay?
Yeah, isn't that funny? It shows you how hypocritical this is and how long it's been hypocritical. And I've told this story a million times. If a woman is on her way to an abortion clinic to get rid of the baby, and a guy has him, he jumps the curb, or, you know, he loses control of his car and he hits her, and the baby dies, he can be charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Right.
Well, yeah. I'm confused. Maybe I don't drink enough for this. I don't know. But I mean, no, doesn't make any sense, right?
You're not the one who's confused, man. let me ease your mind on that, brother. You're not the one who's confused.
All right, so listen, I don't know how the... It's new, so I don't know how to do this yet. I don't know how to wish you happy Juneteenth. Joe Biden just signed that law. Sheila Jackson Lee said it's about time we got our day. Well, you have a whole month. Well, you kind of got shorted. You got the shortest month. But you got a whole month.
We got our day. Another one? I mean, I guess, you know, we're moving from, we're moving on up from February to June. Okay, so we got June now. We finally got it. Wait, Democrats, what took you so long? It's like, finally you get around to, like, Juneteenth. It's like, okay. But, you know, the thing is, man, you know, this Juneteenth thing, this has me irritated with a lot. I mean, because I know a lot of, Republican voters out there are hemming and hawing and rolling their eyes at Democrats. Making Juneteenth this holiday. Hey, Republicans, where were you? It's like, yeah. Where were you? That's the thing about it. Last year, man, when Trump was going to do his rally, and he was going to have it in Oklahoma, and he was going to do it on Juneteenth. And it's like, you wonder, Joe, did these Republicans even know what Juneteenth was, number one,
no.
Which is bad enough, because it made it look like Republicans were just, you know, didn't have any tact. We're just going to do this on Juneteenth, not even knowing what this represents and where we're going to do it, you know, Black Wall Street, basically, in the vicinity of Black Wall Street. So no mention of that. And then when Democrats call them out on it, they do the even worse thing, Joe. They do the even worse thing. They change the date to when they're going to have the rally. And I'm like, you, Republicans, you don't really know your history, do you? See, it's like Republican voters, they think that Juneteenth is just like some black thing that we're supposed to celebrate blacks over or something like that, because they've been so conditioned by Democrats who have had this apartheid history in the first place. Republicans don't even understand that Juneteenth, most Republicans, I'm not going to say all, but too many, Republicans don't even understand that Juneteenth is attached to them. You know, you got Democrats out there who will downplay Lincoln, saying that, well, the Emancipation Proclamation of Lincoln, it didn't even free all the slaves. It didn't free them. It's like, dude, the reason why it didn't free the slaves immediately is because of Democrat opposition. And when the last of slavery was dealt with on Juneteenth, that was the celebration of Republicans completing the abolition. That was Republicans who did that. And now you have Democrats co-opting the holiday that they stood in resistance of in the first place. And just like I said last year, Republicans dropped the ball on that. They moved the date on that as if they had no flipping clue.
They don't have a clue, but to your point, think about something. They're like that. I don't even know what the name of the syndrome is, but they've been so mentally beat down for years. And I'm talking about Republicans into believing fear, into believing that, oh, my God, if I come against any little thing towards the black community, then I'm a racist. They're going to perceive me as a racist. I'll never get my seat back again. that's kind of the mindset that they go in, and they shouldn't. Look, any official who gets elected and starts thinking about getting reelected right away, don't vote for him again or her.
Right.
I mean, it's not what they're there for, right?
Yes. Well, you know, the thing is, Republicans need to understand it's not, and Democrats have postured themselves as the spokespeople, the champions for the black community.
For the poll people.
Yeah, and poor people is, you know, white people are just as good as poor people. I guess that means that anybody who's not white is poor. I
forgot about that one. Yeah,
right.
That's right.
but check it out, man. You know, Republican voters need to understand the way that the Republican Party was founded in the first place, because Lincoln understood something. It isn't about paying this special attention to black people. It's not about that. We don't need to be coddled. You know, we don't need you to hold our hands or anything like that. That's not what this is about. The bottom line is that Democrats have imposed a plight, and they know how to tap into victimhood. It's not about doing all these favors for black people. It's getting in the way of Democrats, because Democrats will use blacks the same way that they did back in the Civil War. They're doing the same thing today. They're going to use the black plight. They're going to use anything that can tie into the black experience and plight to use it to destroy this republic. Republicans need to know how to get in the way of that, which Republicans do not know how to do.
No, you know what? And again, I'm going to take it back to fear. They have browbeat these guys, and they need to grow a spine. There are many that don't, but there's not a majority of Republicans that won't speak up. But hey, when we come back, let's talk about the fact that the no mule, the no 40 acres, had nothing to do with Republicans. But most people don't know that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe and Zoe will be back in a minute.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made Juneteenth the nation's 12th official holiday. June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers told slaves that they were free.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember
the moral stain, terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take.
It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983. The Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The justices ruled that Texas and other Republican-led states, as well as two individuals, had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. The ruling, which was written by liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, didn't decide whether the individual mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can we are back. Joe Messina, your host, doing a pre-celebration show for Juneteenth. with Italian festivals or celebrations, there are a lot of them. I mean, the Italians are always looking for a reason to celebrate, let me just tell you. But when I go down the street to the Italian celebration, there's these carts that have sausage and eggs, peppers and eggs, sausage and peppers. I mean, it's all about eating for Italians, right? I mean, meatballs and sausage. I may have to leave the show, and Zoe will finish it up. And
that means I'm Italian too, man.
I know you get hungry too, right?
Yeah.
Seriously. I just want to know, because there's been so much going on. What are we doing Juneteenth? I mean, what is this going to be? Southern food is going to be, right? And this is Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And we'll talk a little bit more about the new show in the last segment, Soul Food Radio. And
soul
it is Soul Food.
Food Radio. Yes.
Yeah, you were pretty full last time.
Yeah, man, we did some greasing, man.
Yeah, the only thing we were missing were cannolis. That was it.
Yeah, we chow down. And hopefully folks will come and chow down with us, man, in Soul Food Radio.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. Takes a while for people to get used to it, And so I was joking with you before we went to the break, and I said, it really was when the Republicans, when the Republican-led government said, hey, look, every slave will get a 40 acres and a mule. Hey, little consolation, but still something. Mm-hmm. Who was it? The Democrats came in, took mm-hmm. power, and said, yeah. April Fool's, not really. I mean, I don't even know how they got away with it. And here's something you and I were talking about during the break. The very first, or one of the first gag rules in Congress, was passed against John Adams. And the reason was that every time a congressional session started, John Adams was pounding the table about getting rid of slavery. It had to stop. It was an abomination to this country. I mean, you don't hear that. You hear all the founding fathers, especially the white ones, they're all about keeping slavery, but not quite true. And he mentored Abraham Lincoln, and most people don't even know that. And one of the majority conversations they always had was how to wipe out slavery in this country.
Yeah, and that's because people have been sold on the idea that Lincoln never cared about freeing the slaves. Look at his quotes. He even says it, that if he could save the Republic without freeing any slaves, he would do it and stuff like that. People didn't understand the political genius of Lincoln.
No.
They didn't. It's like Lincoln, this was Lincoln's strategy right here. He would say things like that, and it would drive the Democrats crazy, and they would campaign for him. They could be like, yeah, I don't care about freeing slaves. Now watch this. And they would get out there. He's denying it. What was his name? Douglas. Stephen Douglas in the debates would be like, Lincoln, I'm going to drag it out of you. I know that you're beset on freeing the slaves. I know that you want to stop slavery. You're a radical abolitionist. So it's like he would be charging Lincoln with stuff. And Lincoln would be like, oh, what? Really? Who, me? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. So Lincoln knew exactly. One of Lincoln's first political statements was, when I get, my objective is to hit slavery and hit it hard. You know, that was his objective. And it's just funny how you got these Democrats, man, who downplay Lincoln, who discredit him for writing the Emancipation Proclamation and these things that he was doing, and try to say that he didn't care about freeing the slaves, yet they want to make Juneteenth a national holiday, which is tied to the Republicans. And one really quick to your point about 40 acres and a mule, you're right, man. It's like Democrats put a stop to that. General Sherman was the one who wrote the field order. He wrote a special field order number 15, 40 acres and a mule. Lincoln approved it, and then a Democrat assassinated Lincoln, and then a Democrat took over and denied 40 acres and a mule. It's Democrats who owe 40 acres and a mule.
I'm in full agreement. But this is history they'll never hear. Nobody's ever going to talk about this. Why? Because it wasn't due. It makes you look bad, right? It makes a certain group look bad. But really, the Democrats are the ones that wanted to keep slavery, keep it active, keep it going. And I'm just amazed that it's because let's just be honest about this. We stink at this. We stink at making sure of opening our mouths and making sure that we take back education. You know, you conservatives, especially conservative Christians, if I was God, I'd make it a sin that you didn't open your mouth over this. Okay, seriously. You need to be speaking the truth to these people. You need to make sure that these kids know what the truth is. This isn't right, is it?
Yes. Not just speaking the truth, because the problem with speaking the truth, Joe, is that the truth is what it is. You know, once you put the truth on the table, you know, it is what it is. It has to have a creative vehicle. A lie, Democrats are able to lie because lying is an exercise in creativity. You know, it's a creative process. That's why they're so good at it and can make an industry like Hollywood and entertainment with it, because it's all based in make-believe. Right? Well, with the truth, because Republicans are wired, more so wired, you know, not all the time. We got a lot of deviants out there, but to be a conservative, you're wired for what's practical and what's telling the truth. And once you put it on the table, what else do you do with it? It has to be, it's got to be dolled up a little bit. It's got to be dressed up a little bit. It's got to have some style, man. You know, sometimes, you know, you can't just take, you know, some apples and strawberries and put it on a table and expect that people are going to enjoy them. It might just be boring fruit to them. So you might have to put that in a smoothie or something, okay? So it's more enjoyable to drink. Republicans just don't seem to do that. Do we have the truth? Yes. But when it comes to conveying the truth in vehicles where people can grasp it, Republicans tend to not do
that. Lousy
support
at
that.
And everything along those lines. I used to joke and say that, you know, way back in the days of Boehner, you know, we needed to bring one of those 4x8 whiteboards out on the floor. And then every time the Democrats did their whole, you know, long diatribe about how great they were and what they were trying to do and help out and everything, they needed to put, because, you know, most Americans now are visual. They want to see it. They want to see it written down kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should have jumped up there, and Boehner should have been drawing pictures and rolling it out and drawing, you know, diagrams going, this is really what they're doing to you. You know, one of the things that I told you that irritates me to no end, because you can tell when I was a kid, and I hear you were the same way, I used to hate when people used to talk to me like a kid when I was a kid. You know, even when I was 16, 17, 18, don't tell me what to do. But when I listen to Joe, and I listen to some of these other Democrats talk about or address the black community, they talk to you like you're kids.
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, you know, we know you can't find out where to get an ID. Really? How do you know that? What makes you think that?
Yes. Right?
We know that you can't get internet or you can't figure out how to use that. Right? Didn't he say, you can't figure out how to use the internet.
Yeah.
Really? And we know that some of you are as smart as white folks. Some of you kids are as smart as white kids. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's like, what you mean I need? I know how to get a driver's license, okay? How do you think I'm going to be able to go and do them drive-bys if I don't have a driver's license? It's like, look, it's not the way, that's not where it goes. But it's like, this is the impression that, you know, they want us to have. Case in point, to your point, how Democrats, not only are they very condescending, they're very stereotyping. So when I'm talking about the stereotype, yeah. I'm talking about how they speak and how they want to portray things. And even with the, you know, when they come in and they want to talk, they put on this ignorant sounding accent, you know, they're going to put y'all black back in chains. You know, it's like, look, man, and this, what's worse though, Joe, what's worse is when you have the crowd of black people eating that stuff up. They'll sit there and talk about how they don't want to be talked down to, while this person basically comes up and mocks them, talking like an ignoramus, and they're like, we're accepting you as one of us. Very good. It's like, are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. I almost can't say anything, because it is so easy for us to see. You know, when Trump was president, one of the things that used to bother me to no end, when I would see an older black man yelling at a younger black man who had a MAGA hat on or something. And it didn't bother me that the older guy had an opinion, you know, and wanted. And look, if you want to sit down with an older guy like that and a younger guy, and you sit down and look, you don't understand, and here's why you don't understand. That's one thing. But the way they were yelling at those kids and the things they were saying at them, and they were young men, maybe they weren't kids, but they were young men, almost like browbeating them.
Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, the older black guys, they have lived this for so long. They have been told this for so long. They have been fed this by the Democrats for so long. Yep. It was first nature to him when he was yelling at that guy. You don't know what a racist Trump is. You don't know what he'll do to us when he gets all that power. You don't. I'm going, for real? I mean, you read the paper? I mean, you watching what's happening? Do you know? And it was just, it was almost, I won't say heartbreaking, but it did bother me a bit. The way that was coming across. And the young man was very respectful and even said, you know, a couple times I saw, I don't agree with you. You know, and I'll go home.
Right.
Leave me alone. We're going for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click Sunny-Bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
This ship, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them.
We are back.
Them good.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You got to be part of the solution, and you're not part of the solution if you're ignorant. You really aren't. I mean, I'm dealing more and more with that with this class that I'm doing, and I'm just amazed at how when people hear something and they believe it to be truth, I mean, man, my God, if I was God, there'd be little puddles of dust everywhere because I just don't believe it. Here it is in black and white, but you heard somebody say something 17 years ago, and you can't let it go. You know, and if you like what you're hearing tonight, guess what we got going on?
He helms the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, the Zopian Den, and the Zoloft. And he's the nationally syndicated host of the Joe Messina Show. Your soul food radio hosts, So Rachel and Joe Messina.
That's a great baseball. I wonder who came up with that. Anyhow, if you... If you like what you hear on Thursday nights with Zoe and myself, I mean, we're doing this every Sunday now. The Soul Food Radio, you can find a link to it. You will find a live link to it on my website as well. We're on Spreaker, Spreaker, not Speaker. I did get a couple of emails from, I can't find you on Speaker, because there is no Speaker. It's Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com, okay? And if you're just in the audio, that's where it'll be, but the video, it will, you'll find a link up on the website to that as well. And I think we're putting out good stuff. I'm hoping and believing the show's going to grow because, so, you know, we got to put it out in plain, simple English. The King's English doesn't work anymore, does it?
Nah. It does not work. I feel like Daffy Duck, like, spitting all over the place, trying to speak profusely, or forsoothly. Profusely spitting all over the place like Daffy Duck, trying to speak forsoothly.
You know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, people still studied. I think there's some scriptures that study to show yourself approved. It doesn't say find the Reader's Digest version of the Bible and study that. You know, and studying means you've got to look at this stuff. The Spirit will tell you when something doesn't make sense or it reads wrong, or the word that you think. You know, the Old Testament talks about the family sleeping together. Well, sleeping together has a whole different meaning today than it did back then. And you would find, you know, you could, if you do some reading outside of the Bible, you would find some of the customs were on the hot nights or what have you. They would sleep up on the roof. The whole family would sleep together up on the roof of the house or wherever it was, where they were all huddled together. And they call that sleeping together. Today, when you sleep together, it's a different story.
Yeah.
That's why you have to study, right?
Right, yeah, study, and, you know, be careful that the world doesn't co-opt these words. A lot of this stuff is what it's come to mean. And, you know, when the word speaks, like, even with sleeping, doesn't just mean sleeping in terms of, like, relations, but also means death. In the Old Testament, you know, you read over and over again, and, you know, this king died and was buried and slept with his fathers, you know. So it's like, it says that, like, over and over again because it associates, you know, sleep with death. So, you know, but we have to be careful that, you know, these words don't get co-opted and twisted up to mean something else.
Yeah. And we a lot, listen, we are, I can't go down the negative road. I'll just say we're bad at this, okay? Look at, you and I have talked about this a million times. Look what they've done with the word racism. They have used racism for everything. There's very few things it doesn't apply to, apparently. And, you know, that word had such a deep fear, like you never wanted to be tagged as a racist, ever. And yet, now it's used, I mean, it's used for everything.
Sure.
Which is really bad.
Yeah, and the irony, though, it's like, man, it's so sad, man, and because I would love to make parody, I would love to make, like, an anthology, like the Twilight Zone, that just points out the lunacy and absurdity of what Democrats do. There's so much material there, man. I would love to be able to do it. God willing, I'll get the resources to be able to do it.
You remember the movie Wag the Dog?
Yeah.
Okay, right? Yeah. I mean, we should do the same thing, like, with a Juneteenth flair to it. What do you
sure. Oh, there's lots of fodder there, man. Lots of it.
You got a field day with this stuff, you know?
Yes. You know, and the thing is, the Word of God tells us to do things like this. And, you know, but just like you were saying earlier, you know, with, you know, Christians dropping the ball on us because, you know, God is in control and he's going to handle everything. These things come down the pipe. You know, because a lot of, in the church, a lot of people think that we're not supposed to be involved in the political process. God is above the politics. God is neither a Republican or a Democrat. And they buy into this sanctimonious, self-righteous applause line of these pastors who say stuff like that to appease the thoughts of men. And they forget, it's like, you think God is above politics? God is the first policy writer. Right? It's like, yes, God, you don't want to leave God out of the politics. That's why the godless and the Democrats are getting so far is what they're doing, because we've been suckered into thinking that we're not supposed to include God in the politics. It's like, no, you got to have a basis. You got to have a standard, you know, and a foundation to stand on. If not, you know, the godless are going to rule over us.
Dude, does everything belong to God, people? Yes or no? Raise your hand, right? Everything belongs to God, all right? When our founding fathers, whether you believed that they were deists or Masons or I don't know what, whatever, you know, they gave glory to God, the Father of Jesus Christ, okay? So let's just work it through. So you really believe that if God allowed these guys to put the first to beat the most powerful military on the planet, let's get past that for a second. Now they go in, they can't get anything done. They realize the reason they can't put the Constitution together is because they're not turning to the God of, you know, the God that helped them beat the Brits. Right? When they turn to the God that helped them beat the Brits, now they breeze through a pretty darn good constitution. Mm-hmm. And put something together so we could. So God allowed us to reign over ourselves, to control ourselves, to vote people into rule over us. And I've got scripture to back that up. And you guys sit back and say, no, God doesn't want us to be involved in politics. Oh my God.
It's in our founding documents too, man. It's what the founders said. They wrote it. Hey, we're pledging our lives and our sacred honor, appealing to the supreme judge of the world. That's what the God of the Bible is called. He's called the judge of the world. You know, and so to say that these founders they weren't believers or something like that is a yes they were. Were they perfect? Some of them, you know, were heathens. You know,
oh, yeah.
But. They had these moments of clarity. You were like, actually, you know, we do need, if we're going to have a moral foundation, man, we need to go to the Bible for that. They knew that. And, but if we tap into these things, cause this is what we're getting down to, though, before people think that, you know, we're just talking about religion and when they want to hear about the politics, the reason why the efforts of these Democrats are getting so far, the efforts of the godless are doing what they're doing, is because people aren't studying the scriptures to know the strategy of the godless. This is the strategy book. Our book of strategy is sitting right in front of it. It tells us who these people are. And you do that by getting to know who our king is. Know who he is, who is validated to inform us of these things that are coming down, so you know how the devil and his minions, the Democrat Party in particular, move.
Look at, they don't even, you want them to study the Bible. And again, I'm not beating on anybody in particular. They don't even study the Constitution that allows them, that gives them the freedom, that gives them the right to study the Bible in the open in this country.
Yeah.
They won't even study that.
Or what's even worse is that a lot of them have more affinity for the Constitution than the Bible. They'll speak more about their affections for the Constitution and stuff like that. It's like, hey, well, you know that the Constitution is based, you know, because it's a charter that is acknowledging our God-given rights. Our rights come from God. The Constitution is laying out and say, hey, this is what we're supposed to abide by. We're not going to be a respecter of an establishment or religion or anything like that, because, mainly for this simple reason, God himself doesn't play that. It's like, you do not force people to believe in me. They come to me by choice.
Right? You're right. Mm-hmm. You're really, you know, when you think about, again, Benjamin Franklin. But you think about something. Benjamin Franklin was probably, I think most people would agree with me if they've done any homework. He was the least religious of all the founding fathers, all right? I mean, he was a player. When he went to France, he played with the women all the time. And we go through this whole thing, right? When you think about him, when they were putting together the Constitution, when they were stumbling through some of this stuff, for him to stop and say, you know what? You know why we're having such a problem here? Because we're not doing what we need to be doing. We're not giving the glory and giving the time to Almighty God. We need a day of fasting and prayer. I mean, this is, again, I want to say it again, the least religious, the heathen of the group, if you would. Right? There were ordained ministers in that group of our founding fathers.
Yes.
And they were all arguing with each other what they should be putting in and where they should start and what should be first. And yet the guy who's more interested in the women walking by the room gets up and says, you know what the problem is, gentlemen? You're not going back to the Father, to Almighty God, who helped us win this to begin with.
Yes.
Oh, I hit up all the time again. Sorry. Where do they find you? Quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, the Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge, the Zoloft, oh, and Soul Food Radio.
Yeah, you go. And we'll put the links up everywhere so you guys can get that up on the website and so forth. Zoe, always a pleasure. God bless. Next hour, guys, you got me for the whole hour alone. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.